Don't think for a minute that Nuland has benign designs with regard to the Minsk Accords. She's a diplomatic assassin, and her movements predict unrest, turmoil, and coup d'etats. Her latest crusade in Jewish cunning is spouting support of Minsk.
I come after Sochi to make absolutely clear the U.S. commitment to the full implementation of the Minsk agreements, and to make clear that we are eager to deepen our involvement in helping the parties achieve full implementation.
But America isn't a signatory to Minsk. Nuland's been an adversary from the start, not a peacemaker. If she was, she'd pull out our troops in Ukraine and all military aid as well. Or at least threaten to if Kiev launches new assaults on East Ukraine. But she's a dog that doesn't bark when blood's on the butcher's board. No sooner did she leave Kiev than her puppet Poroshenko starts shelling Donetsk. Nuland speaks, Porky nods. Does she care about the bloodshed she's caused? Nah. LGBTs, yes. Dead Ukrainians, no.
Today, Crimea remains under illegal annexation, and human rights abuses are the norm, not the exception, for Crimea's most vulnerable populations, especially Crimean Tatars, Ukrainians who won't give up their passports, and for LGBT citizens.
LGBTs? Not the issue. Ukraine's a basket case with its economy tanking. That's the issue. The IMF and its Jewish tycoons are rubbing their hands just waiting for Ukraine to go belly up so they can buy its resources at fire sale prices. Privatization means Jewification, and oligarch Kolomoisky wants a big chunk of it. It's a sad day when Nuland sticks her nose in a country's affairs. Now she's blowing her nose all over Minsk and Putin's push for a political solution. She doesn't really want to see Minsk work, since it's Putin's plan for federalization that gives autonomy to the East Ukraine republics and national stability. An unstable Ukraine is bad for Putin, but good for Nuland. So long as Nuland can keep the war going, build up Ukraine's military, terrorize the East republics, and subdue the ethnic Russians, she'll have a turf to plant missiles on, aimed at Moscow and beyond. Ukraine's her baby, and she's not going to let Minsk snatch it up. I mean, Ukraine is Nuland's abortion, and there's not enough Kleenex to clean up the mess.